Hi, everybody. It's Camille Freeman. Welcome to Thinking of You, Questions and Answers for Online Faculty. I wanted to pop in today and share some thoughts about how the coronavirus situation may affect online classes and some of the things to think about if you are teaching one. Many of our colleagues who teach on campus are having to rapidly shift their on-campus courses into online versions. And I know there's a lot of upheaval and a lot of stress associated with that. And I think that the general sentiment has been that classes that are already online have nothing to worry about. We can just proceed as normal. Everything's already online. Students can do it from a distance or wherever they are and go from there. And while I think this is true in some senses, I think it's a mistake to think that everything is going to proceed as normal in an online class. It's my opinion that a class is made up of the people who are in the class, right? So we have an online class, but that class is different every trimester or every semester, hopefully, depending on who's there and who shows up. So at this point in time, the people who show up in your class, the people who are in your online class, are affected by the coronavirus. Maybe indirectly or maybe directly. We know that many people in our classes have children who are home from school suddenly, or they have the prospect of being home from school suddenly. We know that many people have jobs that are affected. Either they're being required to work more if they are healthcare or other types of workers, or perhaps their job has suddenly dried up. Perhaps they're working from home when they didn't used to work from home, etc. So there are these structural issues that our students are still dealing with, even though they are taking classes online. But there's also the psychosocial stress-related issues that I think are wearing on all of us right now. There's a fair amount of fear. There's a fair amount of unknowing and just a low level of dread, I would say, that is present for most people right now. And I think to carry on with your online class as if nothing is happening, to fail to acknowledge that, is an oversight. I think it's a mistake. So I think we want to adjust our classes in some way to acknowledge what is happening. The way that I've done that in my classes, I'm happy to share it. I'm sure it will be look different for different people. But I thought about this all of last night, actually. Our university closed, took all on-campus courses online yesterday. And last night, I was thinking a lot about how this may affect my students and what might be going on for them. And one of the things that really came forward for me was that when you are in a state of crisis, and I would think for many people they are in something of a state of crisis, it's really hard to learn. You can go through the motions, you can, you know, do the things that you have to do, but I'm not sure how much of it for many people is really making a difference. So I wanted to give my students some flexibility while still making sure that we do all the things we need to do in our class. So in one of my courses, I have my Physiology 1 course set up where there are weekly activities and the students get to choose 6 out of 9 possibilities to do. And I decided last night that I'm going to lower that number to 5. We only have 4 more weeks left in the semester. Most of the students have already done 4 or 5 activities. But I said, you know what? They're still being assessed on the material in a final exam. And I don't want people to go through the motions just to do this at the risk of their family's health, their own health, their mental health, etc. So I lowered that number to 5. I've never done that before. But I feel really good about the decision for right now. I also decided to open up the final exam right now. It's not due for another 3.5 weeks, but I decided to make it available to students. All of our course material is available. So I wanted them to have the option of being able to go through the material and take the final exam and just get this course off their plate and not think about it anymore. I know some people may have more time than usual right now with being off work. Some people may just need to have something they don't need to think about anymore and so forth. So I made that decision and I also told the students that, listen, you can keep going exactly as you were. You can make no changes. If you're fine and you feel like you're in a good place to learn and this is working for you, then keep going. But if you need adjustments, these are them. I also made it a point to tell my students that their health and their well-being and that of their families and their communities is more important than school right now. And to let them know that I'm happy to help, that I care about them and I want them to succeed in this class, but I also want them to be safe and healthy and feel like they're making good decisions for them. So hopefully that's helpful. I encourage you to think about your own classes and if there are ways that you can modify them to make them more approachable for students, or at least to acknowledge to the people who are in your class that you understand the situation, you understand what's happening, you know that people are in a different place than they were even a week ago, and that you're happy to help talk it through, etc. If you have any changes or things that you've done in your online class to adjust for the coronavirus, I would love to hear about them. Please feel free to email me, thinkingofyoupodcast@gmail.com, or just go to my website, camillefreeman.com, and there's a contact forms there that you can use. Thanks so much for listening, and take care.